You have a minute?
Yeah, okay.
Cool. Could you rip off a theme song for the pod real quick?
Say it right now?
Yeah. That was really good. Thank you so much.
Connor.
What are you doing?
Patrick.
Yeah.
What do you got for me today?
All right, the episode has started. Everybody, welcome to Is This Something? A show that just started. I don't know. I think we could maybe have like a thing where it's like, hey, the show where we find the things that nobody else is seeing or something like that. I think that could be like a fun way to go about doing it.
Uh-huh.
No? Yeah. Listen,
it needs some work. Certainly.
Definitely need some work, yeah.
Where are you going?
Closing a drawer.
Oh, okay.
Stepping on bobby pins.
Yeah.
I was hanging out with my guy, Bobby Pins.
What are those for? Those are for just like leaving around, right?
Pretty much, yeah. You put them on bedside tables, you put them on the carpet, you put them on the bathroom counter.
Yep.
Sometimes on a table next to the couch or the coffee table.
Yep.
You'll find them there. That's pretty much it.
Usually on the ground, in piles of dust while you're sweeping.
Yeah, and
it's a commonplace.
I don't know if you would have any take on this, but usually in pockets of every pair of pants.
Well, no, that
they're around. I don't know if you do not do the laundry for the house.
No, we do our laundry separately. Mm. Yeah.
Okay. I guess that makes sense.
Why wouldn't?
Anyway, yeah.
Do you and your roommates all do one big load of lunch? You all go to the river together with your wash basins.
My roommates and I don't all do one big load, Patrick. Okay.
All right? I don't know.
We don't do a big load together.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
They actually want me to stop putting it in the dishwasher. They're like, the clothes don't go in there.
And I say, for it.
Right, yeah. I wish it would dry. Get some real wet though. Can't complain about that side.
Yeah.
That side of things.
No problem.
Anyway,
there.
Yeah, Bobby pins are kind of just left around.
Right.
So what's new? What's up? How's it hanging?
Fine, I guess.
Mm.
Nothing.
Sure,
new,
yeah.
Obviously.
Mm, yeah, of course. Of course. Naturally.
Naturally.
Right, love.
Yeah.
You're making a Red Bull over there.
What's up?
That TikTok?
Yeah,
no, go ahead.
No, I was just saying it was good.
It's very funny. It's a TikTok of just a young English bloke watching a woman make maybe the worst cup of tea that's ever been created. She's like, "All right, you're gonna want to boil water." He's like, "All right."
She does screw it up for sure.
She steeps the bag for 10 seconds, puts a shitload of sugar in, and then an assload of milk.
It's kind of crazy how much
it's like, insane. The sugar mostly, like,
it seems,
I guess if you want
fake.
hot milk water, is it a joke?
No, I mean, people do put cream and stuff in tea. I know, like, I've
no,
heard
I
of
know.
That
I've
before.
Put cream. Yes, that's but true. I've done that actually.
That's so gross because it is just water and milk. And like, well, tea does not bring enough to the table. Flavor wise to have that make any sense.
I do like
bubble, like
the
milk
creaminess
tea,
is good
tea. So
yeah, so you, okay, that's water and milk.
Yeah,
anyway, hers was absolutely wrong, and it was just okay, that's uncalled for. What's vag?
I'm just asking what wooter is. I've never heard of that before.
You know,
is that like a separate thing you can also make tea with?
Why are you putting me through this? Why
are you
doing
this
to me?
Like the Roto-Rooter man?
Does it make you happy to see me in pain? Is that something you like? Is that cool
to you? Your
pipes
cleaned?
Are your like friends just off? Well, yes. Are your friends just off camera, like hooting and hollering? Like,
yeah, the fellas. The fellas are right over here.
Oh, I can't believe I'm being bullied like in an old fashioned way.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. And then your dad's also gonna come beat the shit out of my dad because that's old school bullying.
That's right.
Like real old school. I mean, like, he did what? And then just like,
so you go fight the dad.
Yeah, the dad's fight. It's just a good old fashioned rock rolling, ham-fisted dad fight.
Do you know what the opposite of bullying is, I wonder? Or are you too stupid to know?
What is this energy, Patrick?
I don't know.
The opposite, what the fuck?
I'm just tired. I'm
so
tired.
Aggressive. You know how I get when I'm tired.
Yeah, I'm tired. I've had a lot of food today, so I'm too.
You've had a lot of food, so you could say mean things.
Well,
to
let me.
Me
explain. I go through life in a state of tiredness and hunger, which results in great weakness and low blood sugar in me. So when I've had a lot of food, and I'm sort of tired, but not that tired. Right. I'm in true form right there. That's
yeah,
me.
You're like a
crank,
like a
up.
Bull just like pawing at the ground waiting for the gate to open so you can gore me.
That's the problem, is that's why I shouldn't be eating.
You I get too mean.
Let's get
a little less meat on those bones.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You're too thick.
I know. It's ridiculous. I had a big old meatball sub earlier. I had a cannoli. I had a bunch of candy.
Oh, Madon. You had a bunch of candy.
Yeah.
Wow, you've had a really nice day.
I did. I almost got some gabagool, but I ended up not buying any gabagool.
Where were you?
The Italian deli down the street from me.
That'll do it. I've told you about this before.
Forget what it's called.
What's it called? Okay.
I'm trying to remember.
There was
it's good.
There was an Italian deli and just like a restaurant and also a little shop down the street from me when I lived in the Valley. And I think I told you once that I went in and tried to order a sandwich past 4 p.m. and the guy fucking made fun of me. I was like, hey, could I get the, I don't even remember what it was. I was just like, could I get the prosciutto hoagie or sub or whatever they call it here? The prosciutto, yeah. And he was like, no, you can't get that. I was like, well, no, I mean, it's like, it's on this menu, right? He's like, it's not on this menu. And he points to a different one in front of him. And I was like, I don't know if I understand. And it didn't say anywhere on the menu I looked at. I think I was on my phone. It didn't say anything about it not being available. He's like, we don't have it right now. I was like, oh, he's like, it's 4:30. Why do you want lunch? Why do you want a sandwich? Come on, get some pasta. I was like, I don't know. I wanted what was on your menu. And he's like, we don't serve sandwiches this late. We don't serve sandwiches. I was like, that's okay. Stop. And then I hung around for a couple minutes trying to figure out what I wanted to do. And then I was like, can I get the cacio e pepe? And he's like, now that's a choice. That is a dinner. And I was like, my man, the first thing was on your menu. It's not like I came in here and asked for a Big Mac.
Well, you made the unforgivable mistake of asking for an Italian sandwich after four. After it's not even lunchtime anymore.
It might have been 5, but even still,
come on.
What's going on?
Come on.
It was so incredulous, just that the nerve to ask this man to say that I wanted a fucking prosciutto. He was like, no. And then I get like the most demeaning, like pat on the back, almost like on the top of my head. Like, that's a good little order of getting the cacio e pepe.
I have a feeling that's on you and your demeanor. The way you present yourself. I don't think that was a... I don't think that would have happened to me.
No, I think it would have happened to you and you would have actually just put up with it. Like I did.
Right.
Because the social contract we agreed to when we were born into this world is one we don't violate.
Don't disagree with Italians?
Now I got some important lessons to tell you.
But sorry, what I was asking you earlier is, do you know what the opposite of bullying is?
Is it like building someone up?
No.
Is it a good thing?
Not in this case, but it can be a good thing.
Coddling?
It's hanging out, telling jokes with your best friends. Do you see what
That's
I'm getting at?
That's not a good thing?
Do you see what I'm getting at? Not these jokes.
Oh, you're saying...
It was a beautifully flawless segue into our topic today. See, you're still reeling because you can't even catch up with what I'm doing out here today.
That was a bad segue.
It was so...
That wasn't good.
Good. Well, I've been up mic. For 16 hours working on that.
Whatever, we're just gonna get some plosive sounds on the mic.
We have gamer jokes.
That's Really good, Patrick. Yeah, I was about to pick up where you so graciously left off.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking giving me a car without wheels and no map and just saying, get to where you need to go. All right.
That was good.
We have gamer jokes here. This is from upjoke.com. Mm. You can tell it's gamer jokes, one, because it says it at the top of the page. But also, what are we looking at here? We're looking at a couple game cartridges for Tetris.
Whoa, they updated their site big time.
Upjoke did?
Yeah, if you go to their main page.
I don't even know how to get to it.
Although they have a category called Step Grandfather, which of course I was very curious about. And I click on it and it just says not found. So they also just have links that don't
go anywhere.
I was
about to say we should pivot.
I know.
That's really funny.
They do have mother-in-law jokes.
That's actually, do you want to check those out?
Yeah, of course.
51 plus mother-in-law jokes. I feel like we talk gamer jokes all the time. We could pivot right now to mother-in-law jokes.
Well, let's do a few gamer jokes.
Yeah. Anyone, you know, maybe we should just stop towards the top.
Horrible jokes that we found by accident.
It's just a list of, this might not even be the site, because the jokes that we've looked at were the best of 2015.
And they were,
I think I have bookmarked.
Broken English, right? Or something?
I feel like they were pulled from all sorts of different websites.
Let me see if I can find it.
So let me tell you a couple of these. Wow, these suck. These are so bad. this one's kind of like I'm gonna read this. I don't think it's in great taste. The one about first person shooter. Do you see this here?
No.
Because it's kind of just like the phrasing is bad. It's, did you hear about the gamer who commits suicide while playing? Punchline. It was a first person shooter. It's not really.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Any good. Not really any good at all.
Connor, I wonder, what do you think gamers call an abortion?
Oh, no. What?
Spawn kill.
I'm so upset. That is, I was so close to saying that.
Yeah, I know. Sorry. Here's one that's not. It's not really a joke because there's no like. This is not in a joke format. It's just the initial part is just Jesus was a gamer. Period.
Can you screenshot the ones that you're looking
done.
At? Oh yeah,
that's it.
Okay, that's.
That's not the full thing, right. But it says that, and then underneath it says, after respawning, he went to the next level.
That's so
funny, right?
So let me so can we dwell on that for a second?
Yeah.
Isn't that, you know, if we're talking about Christianity, isn't that everyone then? And even if they're not going to heaven, they are going to like hell or purgatory. So hold on. What do you call a bad Jewish gamer? Oh, I get it. Ezekiel.
Oh, Ezekiel. Yeah.
Yeah. Very funny. Very good.
Here's another one that's not a joke. And it's the same same setup where it's just a sentence followed by another sentence.
So okay.
The sentence in bold setup, I guess, is gamer boy bathwater for sale.
Oh, that's
no period okay. on that one.
So not really. If I didn't know it was a joke, I wouldn't ask. But
no.
I do want to know what's the next phrase.
Underneath the Manhattan Bridge.
I'm sorry, I forgot the first one.
Gamer boy bathwater for sale. Underneath the Manhattan Bridge.
What's the joke?
I don't know. I don't
Patrick,
know. Maybe
I need you to actually explain it to me.
Are we missing something?
Maybe because we're not in New York City, right? That's got to be part of it. Maybe.
I'm genuinely confused about this one.
Let's try to break this one down. So, gamer boy bathwater for sale. One,
yeah.
This is a pretty recent joke. It's from like 2019, I think.
Yeah.
So, good on you for Upjoke for staying with the times. That's good, because surely that means all these jokes, very current, very in the moment, and not pulled from a message board for PC gamers in 2006.
Right.
Gamer Boy bathwater for sale underneath the Manhattan Bridge. Gamer Boy bathwater for sale underneath the Manhattan Bridge.
The Hudson River? Sale. What's under the Manhattan Bridge?
Is it the... I think it's the Hudson River.
The Hudson?
Yeah. Where does the Manhattan Bridge go? Does it also go to Brooklyn?
Does it go to Queens?
Might go to Queens. Could go to the Bronx.
Does it matter? Does it make sense either way? Well, it wouldn't go to the Bronx, right? Isn't that attached to it or no? Oh, no, there's like a little... There is a river in between, right? Or something. It might go to Kansas City, yeah.
It might go to Kansas City.
All right, well, we cracked that. We cracked it.
I feel so empty right now. The fact that we couldn't get to the bottom of that.
Can I upvote
this?
This
is like the worst feeling in the world.
I upvoted that one.
I'll upvote it too, actually.
Okay.
All right, cool. And I put a little cry laugh emoji because I guess I get it.
You know what I was...
That's like that meme.
There's something I wanted to say. Because, you know, these gamer jokes, a lot of them are focused on the fellas. Right? A lot of these jokes are...
They're definitely. Well, that's because for one simple reason, Patrick.
What's that?
Girls don't play video games.
Okay, so you're right, first of all. And I think this joke that I'm about to read does support that. But it's nice. It's nice that it has, you know, some representation for the ladies. It's...
Yeah.
Why did my gamer boyfriend break up with me? Can you guess why, Connor?
I like that this one is a question.
That's refreshing, isn't it?
What? Hit me with it again.
Why did my gamer boyfriend break up with me?
Because I don't even know, because I unplugged his control. I'm at a loss.
I didn't meet his Xbox stations. One for the ladies.
That's good. Right? That is one for the ladies.
Yep.
And it's not... the lady's not a gamer, which... I will not have to press report on this great joke.
You know what? I might report it anyway.
Who rushed to their computer when they were like... Were they walking the dog? Were they like in a hot tub? Or were they like in school and they were just like, expectations?
They're doing laps in the pool and are just explode out, sprint to their phone.
They dive out of the middle and land on the side.
Honey, I gotta go.
Jumps out of a moving car that they're driving. I need an internet cafe.
Yeah.
Why did my gamer boyfriend break up with me? I didn't meet his Xbox stations. Why not even just like, I didn't meet his ex PlayStations? That doesn't work either, but at least it has station in it.
I guess
it...
that makes a little more sense, yeah.
Oh. Maybe we should report this.
Hey Connor. Why didn't the PC gamer cross the street?
Why didn't the PC gamer cross the street? That's an excellent question, Patrick. I would have to say because their teraflops fell off, kind of like a flip-flop maybe.
No, this is... Why didn't the PC game across the street? Because he's morbidly obese.
That's funny.
That's the joke on here.
I guess that's... it kind of... The misdirection is funny.
Yeah.
I mean, like... that. But wait, hold on. It's why he didn't cross the street?
Mm-hmm.
People that are obese can cross streets, I guess. What...
yes,
are they...
they can.
Is it because the idea is that the person is slow to get across the street?
No, it's that risk it? it's just that they're fat and can't... it's walk just, or something is the joke. That's all it is.
Oh, they're so fat that they can't walk. Yeah.
Oh my god.
Okay, well, that would have been really helpful to include.
There's a joke in here that you have to expand to see the whole thing, and it is like a full page and a half.
It's probably not worth it.
No, it's
not. I'm going to click on 100%
one of the not. That's
good. Hey, Patrick.
Mm-hmm. What?
Why did the gamer refuse to join the Boy Scouts?
Why?
He hates camping. Dude, he hates camping. Usually I think it's I hate campers.
Yeah.
So I think that could work. Maybe actually would have that would maybe be a good punch.
He hates campers, yeah. That's that makes way more sense.
All right, I got one more for you.
All right, let's hear it.
I've spent the last 10 years looking for my mother-in-law's killer.
Oh.
But nobody'll do it.
Nice.
Yes.
Nice.
That's about killing your spouse's mom.
That's right.
I'm wondering if we should pivot over here because these are pretty good.
Hey.
Although maybe we'd be burning up too many future. Yes.
Hey, Connor.
Yes, Patrick.
Why is the white bishop piece in chess the fastest? Because it's on F1. Get it? I don't.
What is F1 doing PC games?
I don't know. No, it's not a PC. I'm in chess jokes now. I pivoted.
I was thinking of the key F1.
Wait, F1 is like a race, car racing thing, right?
Oh,
I think that's what it is.
Yeah, Formula One.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's actually also maybe more Eurocentric.
Probably. Yeah. Formula.
We got to be careful. If we branch off too much, we are going to end up. We're just reading so many future episodes.
I know. I can't believe I saw Coffee Chess today. I think I saw the Great Manzini. I think I saw the Great Manzini. Is that his?
Can you? I can look it up if you want to tell us a little bit more, like, because I know about it, but give us some context because this is huge. I jumped when I got your text because I jump when I get every text. I'm very skittish.
I just started a place.
Kind of break it down a little bit.
So it's this YouTube channel where old men play chess and just talk shit on each other out in front of like a coffee shop. And it's really strange. And we got super into it for like a week or two.
That was like six months ago too.
Mostly
it's Carlini.
Yeah, that's it. The titles are really funny on their on their website or whatever. Or on their
YouTube. Yeah, they're really good.
The titles are just hilarious. It's two big trash talkers, one cheating trick, Big Tex versus Big Caesar.
Yeah, or it'll be like the kid beats the grandmaster.
Yeah. Carlini's never seen a move like this.
But and it's like they're long videos. They are long. They're like 15 minutes long, and you're just like, what is the title referring to? Here's one called Master Stunned by Trash Talker's Strength, and then in parentheses, never underestimate. Brooklyn Dave versus NM Mad Dog Cliff. And on the thumbnail, it's just a picture of all the guys. And then over it in huge text, it says, "This is all on tape." So good. So wait, is it in Santa Monica? Because I see roller coasters behind them.
No, I mean, not where I was. I think they do move around a little bit. But this was in Culver.
I can't believe. So yeah, you saw them today.
Yeah.
Did you meet the great Carlini? Or
I didn't. No. I could never.
Well, also, you wouldn't want to throw him off his game because then you would probably be like, "Interloper interrupts the great Carlini,"
and
then
exactly
is shocking.
Yeah,
you don't want to become the heel of Coffee Chess.
No, but we parked and we're like, "What the fuck is this?" And then I look up and I'm like, "Oh my god, I know what this is." Denise is just like you. Siri, you know what this is? It's like, yes, I do.
That is so funny.
There's Brooklyn Dave. There's Boston Mike.
The guys are all here. I
actually didn't remember. I didn't really. I recognize like one dude, but everybody else, I haven't watched it in so long. I mean, it took me
like a second when I was like, coffee chest. And then I saw the tripod. The best thing about coffee chest is, I don't know how long these guys have all been, you know, the great Carlini, the master, Brooklyn Dave, Mad Dog Cliff. I don't know how long they've, master versus trash talker ends with brutal jaw drop. So I think, whatever. It's these guys that have been playing chess and drinking coffee for however long.
Yep.
And this, but this kid who likes chess a lot just started filming them. I think it's in the about section. Like he maybe plays now, but it was just like, I feel like I read it somewhere once and he was like, yeah, I saw them always playing. So I asked if I could film them. And now it's got 172,000 subs. Like it really is like a pretty tremendous success. I tried to watch it while I worked once, but it was,
It's too much.
They get,
I just don't know any views though. I know.
I mean, I'm looking at 14-year-old master versus trash talker. Gabriel the Gladiator versus Boston Mike. It's got almost 3 million views.
Oh my God. They get hot too. They get fired up.
Although a lot of these comments are, he's actually not trash talking. He's actually being pretty nice to the kid. Well, yeah, I don't want to actually see like an adult man just fucking embarrass a preteen.
Right. Right.
That doesn't sound like a fun way to spend 15 minutes on the internet. Oh my God. I can't believe you saw coffee chess. I cannot believe you saw coffee chess.
I mean, you can see it too. I'll tell you. I'll tell you where you need to go.
Yeah. Well, are you sure they don't move around a lot?
Yeah, they probably do. But I mean, it seems like they set up in front of the same place quite a bit.
What do you have when your mother-in-law is up to her neck in cement?
I mean, the joke is going to be that you're happy that she's up to her neck in cement.
What do you have though?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
So you don't, what you have is not enough cement. Now this is about suffocating your mother-in-law with
concrete. It's about burying your mother-in-law alive with concrete. It sounds like.
Yes. So that's the second one, just about murdering a woman.
Yep.
That's so funny. Oh, that one's kind of gross.
Yeah, there's a few that are like not.
It's
cool.
Pretty bad. I mean, like, it's kind of like you probably shouldn't be married.
Yeah.
Anagram of mother-in-law. Woman Hitler.
Oh.
Is that true? Oh my God, that's big if true.
Yeah.
This would be huge.
I wonder if that is true.
I trust upjoke.com enough that
I
don't
do too.
Need to check
that's
it.
The thing. Their reputation is flawless.
Yeah. Every time I take a screenshot, I think it freezes my screen on OBS.
Now, let me tell you about a problem I've been having lately. That these Lord of the Rings Lego sets, they don't make them anymore. So they're really expensive now.
I wonder if I ever had any of those. When were they making those?
I have no idea. I think like when the movies came out, maybe. I saw one at a swap meet today, and then.
Did you get it?
No.
Oh, this Helm's Deep set is actually pretty accurate in a surprising way.
Oh, yeah?
Good on you, Lego. Yeah, it's got all the pieces. It's got that little area where they put the bomb underneath, the water grate,
mm-hmm.
the archers, big ladders.
Mm-hmm.
It's got that walkway out front, that Aragorn walk. You know it. You love it.
Yeah.
No, I never had any of these though. The Ents though look killer.
I know.
Damn. These are cool.
The Black Gate, that one's pretty cool. It comes with the mouth of Sauron.
Could I be so lucky? I think I played Lego Lord of the, or maybe Lego the Hobbit.
The game.
Wow, no, I never had any of these. Yeah, like the game. It's fine. Yeah. What?
Nothing. No.
Dad, what was the name of Adam's mother-in-law?
I don't.
So this is Bible Adam.
Biblical, yeah.
Something my mind didn't jump to immediately. I was just like, who the fuck is Adam?
Right.
Response: he didn't have a mother-in-law, son, because he lived in paradise. No, it's because he was just created.
Right.
He didn't exist, and then he did.
Right.
Also, wasn't married to Eve, right? They weren't not wed.
I don't think so.
They
probably
were just
not.
The life that God created, and then they lived in the Garden of Eden, and then she fucked the snake.
Yeah.
And then tore the rib out of
Adam's
side.
I don't know if that's what happened.
Oh, you didn't? That's not your reading of the text?
Fucked a snake? It's cooler.
Yeah, fuck the snake. By a mile, baby.
I'd rather have that, I guess.
Yeah, I think if we had to pick anything, it's that we want Eve to fuck the snake.
Yeah.
The snake.
Yep.
And she's made from Adam's rib.
Queen.
So, queen. Queen! God, these are just about murdering your mother-in-law.
Yeah.
Although, I actually will say that my mother-in-law is like a treasure.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And that I feel a strong urge to bury her on a deserted island.
Yes.
Oh, ho, 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 ho. Killing my mother-in-law.
What was that? Was that the crunch berry?
That was the crunch berry, yeah.
Yeah.
Woman Hitler! God, some of these are so long, dude.
I know.
Can't wait to get home. Can't wait to get home and read some mother-in-law jokes. Oh, man. These fucking weird people.
They're very strange.
This one's interesting. This one's not about killing. And I do want to share it with you.
I'd love to hear it. If it's not too much trouble.
If Cajuns yell, ooh-wee, makes me want to slap my mother-in-law when they eat something good, what do the Japanese say?
Oh, fuck. Is this like an accent thing?
It's not. It's not an accent thing. Oh, I wouldn't have read it out if it were.
That's shocking that it's not.
I know, because you can't assume that these people who hate their mother-in-laws are also cool with everyone else in the world. They probably harbor a lot of negative emotions.
What was it? Ooh,
it's actually kind of
makes
clever.
Makes me want to slap my mother-in-law?
Would you like me to read it again?
No, I think once was
if
more
Cajuns
than enough.
Yell, ooh-wee, makes me want to slap my mother-in-law when they eat something good. We all know that.
Yeah.
What did the Japanese say?
What do they say?
Umami. So, I think the problem is you were maybe expecting something that would make sense.
Right. And instead umami.
Umami instead of umami makes me want to slap my mother-in-law. Not really parallels at all, I would say. However, very funny. Very funny, dude.
Mm-hmm.
They got it. Do Cajuns yell that?
Probably.
Also, are there
not? I would guess no.
Also, I don't know. It's not worth it. It's not worth digging into these jokes beyond the surface level. The subject of this one is just mother-in-law dies. And then there's like paragraphs afterwards.
What?
I don't know. That kind of like gets you right across the finish line. Wait. He goes on a vacation in the Holy Land with his wife and mother-in-law.
Mife.
Very funny. I said mife. We can move on now.
Mom, I'd like to make my wife. Is that what that means?
Mom, I'd like to fuck. No, that would be move. That none of those letters make sense. I fucked that up.
Yeah, you did.
All right. I can't. It's so good that you went out and did something today and saw Coffee Chest, because it really does give us so much more to talk about when either of us does anything during a week.
I know.
It's just like, it otherwise it's just the same room constantly to have any content.
Yeah.
I was at the Grove today, and
oh yeah,
one packed, like,
yeah,
people are, nobody's worried about this. It's no. Actually great. Everyone's fine. Now, there were most people wearing masks, and it was all outdoors for the most part, but like, it was not distanced in any way. Mm-hmm. But I wanted a tablecloth, so I went to the World Market. Went to the World Market.
I know. And yeah, I love it there.
I have a question. I liked it. It was some nice stuff.
Yeah.
But are tablecloths have they fallen out of favor?
I don't think so.
I mean, it's, so I go in and I find a teenager immediately. You know, I go in a store, first thing I'm doing is
looking for a teen. Yeah.
Looking for a teen.
Yeah.
No, I asked if they took Android Pay, because I did forget my wallet, but we settled that right quick. Target was a lot harder. I asked like six employees and they were like, I don't know. I'm not sure. one woman, like the third or fourth person I asked, I was like, hi, do you take Google Pay or Android Pay? And she was like, we might. And I probably sounded a lot bitchier and more snide than I intended to, because I went, all right, I'll let you know when I find out.
Mm-hmm.
And so but anyway, at World Market, they were like, yes, we do. And so I'm looking around, I can't find tablecloths. And then I find a teenager and I'm like, you boy. And I grabbed his shoulders and I pulled him towards me and I was like, help me.
Yep.
And I said, excuse me, I'm looking for tablecloths. And he's like, oh yeah, follow me. I was like, wow, this is great. So helpful. And he leads me to a section with washcloths and aprons. And he's like, you need placemats? I was like, no, I need tablecloths. And he's like, got it. And so we start walking off in a different direction in the store. And he goes, so you need like a runner, like a table runner. And I was like, no, I need like a cloth for the whole table. And there was just like this moment of like, cloth for the whole? Oh, a tablecloth. I was like, what?
Yeah.
That seems pretty straight. Listen, I'm not somebody to like also be a pain in the ass for retail workers too. Even today, I wasn't like a pain. I was like, all right, whatever you need to do. I would love a tablecloth. And when he figured it, he went, oh, a tablecloth. And he did the hand motion as if he were like airing out a cloth to put it back down on the table. And I was like, and then I mirrored it. And then we're both waving our hands like assholes in the World Market, like, tablecloth. Yes. And he's like, oh, yeah, yeah. I actually don't know if we have any of those. I was like, all right. And then he had to go ask some other guy. And it turns out they only had three in stock one was 120 inches long. and pearl white.
You should have just gotten that.
I should have gotten that for my 45 inch round table. But like, it was so weird, because I was like, this is not something I would have ever considered to be a niche purchase.
I think you just went to the wrong place. I think if you went to, say, a Marshall's, maybe a JCPenney, even a Macy's,
really?
A Ross, Dress for Less. I think if you went
to
a
TJ Maxx. This place had kitchen tables, it had runners, placemats.
I know, but it's
had everything.
It's small. It's very small. They're not going to have a big selection of those.
This one
things.
Was very big. this place was decently sized. Patrick's not disagreeing with me. We can handle this off the air.
I'm not disagreeing. I'm gaslighting. Yeah,
I see now.
Is it working?
Well, I tried Target after, kind of. I'm emotionally susceptible. I can be manipulated with the finest strings,
like a marionette.
Yes, but a very delicate one.
Yeah, it's spider silk for the strings.
Yeah, and you find me in like the back room, and you're like, it's like, careful now. It'll fall apart with the smallest breath.
The slightest touch.
Anyway, I ended up just buying one off Wayfair. It is coming by October 9th.
That's also a really long time.
Yeah, they're shipping. They're really generous with their shipping estimates, I think, now because of COVID, because the other things I've gotten from there have all come well before the expected date.
Oh, interesting.
Also, that's 2 weeks. I guess that's kind of long these days.
Yeah, I'm so used to getting everything in like 2 days now.
I know. We're so spoiled.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
Amazon apparently monitoring listservs for union organizing.
Yes, that is
actively
correct.
And it was pointed out that they are monitoring Muslims at Amazon.com, transgender at Amazon.com. One that's like, we won't build it, which is about not making things for ICE, but not Christians at Amazon.com, a real listserv that exists in that company.
I don't know what listserv is.
It's just an email list within the company to certain recipients. So like,
who work for Amazon?
It's just, yes, it's email chains for Amazon employees. And then Amazon employee was like a whistleblower that like emailed all them that was like, hey, you're being watched explicitly.
That's bizarre because it's like, I mean, obviously they're bad people, but I wouldn't have thought of them as that kind of bad people.
Anti-union?
I mean, the union. No, that makes sense. The other stuff.
Oh.
It's like, I you're pieces of shit, but I thought you were a different kind of shit.
Right. You think that they're
like
woke. I didn't
know this kind of shit.
Woke union busters that are like, we're gay and we love our boss.
I don't even know if I would think it was like a woke, like they were trying to be woke. I think it was, I just don't even associate them with like acknowledging it at all whatsoever. Just sort of like not, you know, that never coming out.
I mean, they weren't looking for this to come out, I don't think.
Oh, of course not.
It was like the lid came off of it.
Yeah, no, definitely.
I
just don't think of them as a Christian company.
That the Christians at Amazon is definitely weird. My guess, though, is it's the oppressed groups that can benefit most from collective action and would want it the most. So, like,
yeah,
I feel like
point.
Christians, not all of them, because it's not to say all Christians are white, because that's not true. But I feel like a great deal of people that would want to be on a Christian listserv, probably a lot of white people, probably more than in the Muslim one.
I actually wonder. I wonder if that's. Let's see, because the colonization efforts have gone swimmingly for Christians throughout the years, so we may actually.
that's a good point.
See.
There are many denominations that have been consumed and replaced with Christianity.
That yeah, so now I
kinda
am
like
actually,
one of those
curious.
One of those brood, kind of like one of those brood parasites. You know, like a bird that like eats the eggs and then just sits in the nest and takes food from the mother bird that's too fucking dumb to realize her babies are gone and dead.
So I'm looking.
Now that's a bad analogy because I don't think that the oppressed people are dumb mama birds.
So it looks like, and maybe I should preface this by saying I have no idea if this information is even remotely accurate. What church it's representing, I don't know.
Okay.
But from what I can tell, it looks like Christians 49 and under. Predominantly not white.
Yeah, I buy that.
It's still like a lot, but this list is also definitely wrong because it adds up to like 150% or something. The math.
What
does
did you
not
search to get there?
Track. I think like racial breakdown Christians or something, but it looks like. This is something else. This is age distribution among. Okay, never mind. So it's like the 100% adds up like across the line. So it's like 9% of white people who are religious are young millennials, not this percentage of Christians are white or whatever.
You're throwing a lot of math at me right now, pal, and I am not doing well
with
it.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Hang on. Black Americans more likely to be Christian Protestant.
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, if it were Catholics at Amazon.com, that would be pretty white, right?
Yes.
I don't know.
I'm sure
so colored by my own life, because that's where I went to church, and I lived in an extremely white area. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Okay, so maybe so, but I would say even if it's not like just white people in the Christians listserv, you can assume that Muslim folk probably deal with more shit and discrimination, and maybe would benefit from having a union.
Yes.
And so Amazon's like, those ones right there, probably going to be the ones that have a union. And mm-hmm. like, I don't know. They actually monitor private Facebook pages too.
That's not surprising.
Like, they get people in there, I think. Just sucks, man. It just fucking sucks. I cannot stand them. I mean, and you know, the worst part is though, like the whole, like, there's no ethical consumption in capitalism. Sure. Yeah. But like, they're so bad.
Like, right. It doesn't mean we have to about go that. To like the complete evil
right.
cesspool.
Right. It. I mean, like, also all the money that they've spent to stop facial recognition bans from being instituted. Like, thousands and thousands lobbying and saying that. Oh, this is something that I didn't even know about. In the wake of the George Floyd's murder, they apparently announced a 1-year moratorium on the what had been known to be racially biased facial recognition software. 1 year.
What?
1 year. Not gonna use it.
What is it?
It's called Recognition with a K, and apparently not even used by police forces. It's like used by like other companies. I don't know, but even if it were used by police forces,
so
a
1-year like,
moratorium, that's like literally just on its face, like, we're not going to change anything. We want to do something symbolic that won't affect our bottom line.
I mean, that's not
of
even
course,
like,
I mean, of course that's what they want to do, but so like, bold face, like, hey, yeah, so how's this, we'll do this
for a year.
Okay, for just a year. What the fuck, dude?
What a bizarre thing to have created in the first place.
Oh, like, no, did you yeah, I mean, like, apparently time after time facial recognition softwares have been shown to be racially biased, and like,
or like they're only made to really work for white people. That's been an issue too.
Yeah, that too. That was, did you ever see Better Off Ted? I think it was from some of the same people as Arrested Development. It only ran for 2 seasons in like 2008.
No.
It was a really funny show, but there was an episode, it was about an R&D, like basically a tech company with and their R&D wing, and they made facial recognition water fountains. So that when you walked up to it, it'd be like, recognized, and then start the water. And there were 2 scientists, Phil and Lem. One was black, and it wouldn't work for him. Like, and lights turned off, and he got locked in because doors didn't see him. And so their solution was making another manual water fountain, which they said colored, which is no Jesus facial recognition. It was, I mean, and I was like, haha, that's like a funny bit that they're like, so, you know, running afoul of being racist, and it's like they don't even notice. But now being here in 2020, it's like, oh no, those softwares really are biased like that. Yeah. They really are. Zoom does that with their green screen feature.
Yeah.
Prioritizes white faces. Twitter does that with its image cropping.
Yes, it was Xbox Kinect, I think, when that launched. It didn't work.
I think it only worked on.
Weird, right?
Yeah, I mean, just so annoying. And then Microsoft was like, well, the games weren't that good anyway. No, they didn't say that, but what if that was their defense?
What
it's
if
like,
it
we're
was,
actually not
yeah.
missing much. Well, hold on. You're actually doing fine. Oh, we don't need to fix it at all. Fucking sickening.
You wouldn't like these games anyway.
Oh no. Yeah, actually, what, you wanted to play this?
You don't want to play this. Trust me.
Yeah, it's actually we're doing you a favor by discriminating against you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I did watch Primal last night.
How was it?
It was pretty good. Nick, I mean, like, a lot of it was very bad, and the story was dog shit, and they did not use the big cat enough. Kind of sidelined
it. It's pretty expensive to CG a cat, and that is why it wasn't used very much.
That's an excellent point, because when you did see it, it was just kind of like, oof, that looks bad.
Bet it looked bad, yeah.
Yeah, it looked pretty rough. But Nick is chewing up the scenery.
Of course.
Nicolas Cage
is playing
a drunk game hunter.
Big game, not video game. Big game.
No, he's not Gerard Butler. Although we should watch that movie.
What Gamer? Movie? Have you Gamer. Seen that?
No, I haven't.
Yo, that movie rocks.
Sounds bad.
That movie's
but it sounds good.
No, it is good. That is a good movie.
I should check that out.
You
because
should.
It seems like a must for our line of work.
Honestly, like it's a classic.
I'm gonna give that a look. But in Primal, Nick Cage does this thing. It's like a tick where he'll just be like, he'll say his line and then he'll go, yeah. That breath in the middle, like punctuating two lines where he's like, and I told him I won't go back.
Oscar winner.
Oscar. What did he win it for?
I think leaving.
He didn't win it alongside Cher, right?
No.
Las Vegas.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure.
Oscar award winner Cher.
Let me check. Really? For what?
For the movie she did with him.
And Gay
Moonstruck.
Icon.
And Gay Icon. Moonstruck, I'm pretty certain. Anyway, yeah. It was a. Also, the woman that played Jean Grey was in it.
Oh, what's her name? She's got kind of a weird name, right?
She does, yes. Oh, and Christopher Moltisanti.
He won Best Actor. Oh, Christopher Moltisanti's in it. That's right.
He is in it, yeah. He plays an NSA agent. He aged pretty well.
I hope they're all doing okay. You know he does a podcast with Bacala, right?
With who?
Bacala. Junior's like caretaker, the big guy.
No way, really?
Yeah.
What do they do on their podcast?
They just talk about The Sopranos.
Really?
Yeah.
Might have to check that out. I like the big guy.
Bacala makes more of a... he comes up a lot more later on in the show.
I figured, yeah. I remember seeing him in other pictures and stuff. The guy that plays Christopher Moltisanti, I didn't realize how old he was when they shot The Sopranos.
Yeah, he
was like almost 40 then. He was like 35 or 36.
Really?
I think so. I think he's like 60. Or maybe he's like 50 now. But even still, I thought he just looked like a kind of like a kid in that. And then when I looked him up, I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
He got old. Yeah. He looks good. He looks the same. But he's, you know, very clearly a man in his 50s or so.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, T.
Christopher.
Yeah, I recommend it. I think you should check it out. Christopher.
All right. Well,
oh man.
I think we've reached the end.
There's a couple minutes. I think let's take care of some clerical business.
Of course.
If you find a Facebook page or an Instagram page or just a weird corner of the internet that, I mean, it's best if it sucks. That's kind of where we operate. That's kind of our neck of the woods is if it's something that sucks. So please shoot it to us on social, send it to the Instagram page, which is.this.something. Mm-hmm. I think that's where we post some of the images that we talk about during the week. So do that or else Patrick will find you and he will give you a talking to like you would not believe.
It's going
to
be stern as hell.
You know, it's a saying that I never really paint the back porch red. It sounds like violent. It is about spanking.
Oh, well, that makes sense.
Just you kind of like smack someone's little behind so much it turns red, almost as if you painted it as such. So something to think about.
Do we have, we don't even have any. Is this something's this week, do we?
I don't think so. I made one up last week.
Junk.
Can we make this better? Can we do something about this?
I did like asteroid beats.
That's really
French.
The French.
But it was like
off my own.
Specifically linking to something else, so doesn't really make sense. Whatever.
Yeah.
Regardless, it was something. So good work, asteroid beat. Your cash prize is being shipped out as we speak.
Yes, congratulations. Maybe we don't need to just do it to end the episode because I can't really find any of them. All right, I can think of one on the spot. I can think
of
one.
Let's hear it.
I can do this. What is something indeed? I'm looking around my room for anything that can help me. Is this something? Nicolas Cage the elephant.
Is that a band?
Or an actor? I don't know. Could be any number of things.
Yeah, it's something.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, you actually... Oh.
Okay. Yeah, it's easier to just say yes, you know?
Yeah, sure. That's fine. All right, everybody. See you next week.
Bye.